This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1428. Data or data? Coupon or coupon? English pronunciation differences and debates.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Do you pronounce envelope or envelope? Today, Lindsay and Michelle share their pronunciation styles for debatable words. Plus, find out how to start a fun conversation with a native speaker about this topic.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you use a lot of coupons, you know, when you're buying things?
You mean coupons?
No, I mean coupons, actually.
Coupons. Oh my gosh, Michelle, you are confusing me. So.
Oh my gosh, I am sorry. Well, I guess we're just going to have to talk about this for the whole episode. Never mind my coupon discussion.
Coupons. What is the difference? Gosh. Good question, right?
Yeah, guys, they're, oh my gosh, I've been observing these things recently in my everyday conversations, things that I hear on TV. And I always notice these little differences in the way people pronounce words. So there are so many words in the English language that people pronounce differently. It could be for regional differences or even just personal preferences. But there are words that I don't even know which one I say. Do you ever have somebody say like, oh, do you say this or that? And you're like, I don't know.
Yes, I have that conversation for sure. It also makes me think of the phrase data doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No, that's cute. I love it. Oh my God, I never heard of that.
What? I'm surprised. I figured you would have known that one.
No, I don't. But that's like really, I think that's one of the number one words where somebody says like, do you say data? Like people get into these little conversations, right?
They do.
Like, and they'll say like, do you say data or data? I'm like, I actually am not sure which one I say. And now that you're asking me, it's hard to think of what you actually say.
Yeah. This is kind of a conversation natives have. And now our listeners will be able to have this conversation as well. Cause you guys can basically just choose, or you can interchange them when it comes to the pronunciation if you want to, but most people have a style. All right.
Yeah. It is a fun conversation topic. So today's episode is not only about pronunciation, but it also gives you something to talk about with people. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be beneficial for you guys in a lot of ways.
I love those kinds of episodes where we get two outcomes, two kind of advantages of it. Good stuff.
Definitely. I'm really excited for this one. This is going to be fun. But guys, if you want to also hear some different pronunciations of other words, listen to episode 10,000. Oh my gosh.
10,000.
Woo.
That'd be crazy. That's
how old will we be?
I don't know. 10,000. Like 90. Jeez.
Yeah, really. This is all yours English. All right. Anyway, episode 1,000. 10 is, are you pronouncing often correctly? Find out today. So that's a good one.
Okay, good stuff. So yeah, I guess in this one, we won't talk as much about the word often or often, right? Because that was a separate episode. So guys, go to that one if you want to know about that one. But we have a lot of other good stuff in this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of these, like I just got from my everyday life and I can think of the specific instances where I got it. And some, I took a look, like what are some of the things that people have, you know, disagreements over pronunciation? And I totally would agree with these. So
okay.
We are going to go over these in just a second. But before we do that, I mean, one of the great places, I mean, it's such a good idea to hear people say words in different ways. And one of the places you guys can get more practice with that is on our Connected Communicator course, because Lindsay traveled all over the country and we have interviews there from people from all over the country. And so you might hear these different, you know, different words said in different ways. And it's so helpful then to, you know, get more, like just more input from people from different parts of the country. Right, Lindsay?
Oh, totally, guys. We were in the Northeast. We were in New York City, Chicago, the Midwest, the Rust Belt, upper Northwest, like Pacific Northwest, California, Southern California, Texas, the Deep South, like Mississippi. I mean, guys, we went everywhere, even Nashville. So,
okay, awesome.
So go to allearsenglish.com/connection and join me or join us on that 12,000 mile journey to connection, right? It's a journey to connection. That's really
journey
what it is.
Connection. I love it. Okay. So, all right, let's go through some of these. I'm excited to find out what you say, Lindsay. So, all right. So the first one is data or data, D-A-T-A. Yeah. What, I mean, what do you say?
What do I say? The data, the data. I used to say data and then I switched at some point and I say data now. I don't know why. I have no reason for it. Maybe I heard that phrase, data, data, it doesn't matter. I felt like I could change.
Well, I feel like if I'm, it's funny. I wonder if I say it differently depending on the context. So like if I say like my phone data, like how much data do we have left? I would say data. I wouldn't say data. But for information like statistics or whatever, then I might say data.
Interesting. Okay. That's fair too. I mean, that also is the way people might take this in different directions, the, very much based on context. I agree. I also say phone data, right? I have an unlimited data plan, right? But I think I also, for statistics and things, I still say data. Let's dig into the sales data or the that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I have I think sometimes I make dad jokes. Lindsay, you always talk about dad jokes. Like whenever I'm like talking and somebody's like, oh, my data plan. And I'm like, and your mama plan.
That's funny.
I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
That's good.
I'm a dad.
Good. What can it's I say? Good. It's kind of funny. I love dad jokes. They're innocent. They're nerdy, but they're fun, right? They make you laugh. Like that's what dad jokes do. So,
definitely.
Good stuff. Today's episode is a fun one about pronunciation and accents. And when you join our 12,000 mile journey across the US by video lesson, you get to hear a bunch of different American English accents and so much more. So go to allearsenglish.com/connection to join our fluency course now. allearsenglish.com/connection.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, this next one. This one always confuses me.
Yeah. Okay.
N-I-C-H-E. Lindsay, I mean, this is a word used a lot in business.
Yeah. So for this one, I have to think about it before I tell you what I say. I say niche, the niche.
You say niche.
Or niche. But I definitely hear people say niche. Yeah. And it's legit.
And I'm not sure if one is right or wrong, actually.
I think both are. Well, I mean, we teach language of the people here, right? Yeah. So, you know, I would argue that both are okay, just because it is what both people say. I mean, we're not going to say that about all grammar mistakes, right? But it's about connection and people use both. So both are okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think I kind of switch back and forth. I think I used to say niche and then I would hear people saying niche, but I feel like, I don't know why. I feel like niche sounds so like, oh, like fancy. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't know. We all have weird associations.
I know. Yeah, that's the funny part. So anyway, Lindsay, I think I know which one you say for the next one.
Okay. I've actually recently talked to a friend about this. I get teased for the way I pronounce this. How do you think I say
it? I'm not surprised, Lindsay, because I've heard you say
this may be an accent issue, a regional accent. How do you think I say it?
So, all right. So R-O-O-F, I'm pretty sure you say roof.
Yeah. Like a dog. Yeah, you got it. And I get teased for that. So I think what this is the remnants of my New Hampshire accent, which is influenced by the Boston accent, but in a more countryside way. Yeah. Because there are a lot of people that maybe grew up in Boston, but ended up moving to the countryside of New Hampshire as kids and then had kids. And I'm of that generation. So there's something accent there, accent related there. Mm. Yeah. And what do you say, Michelle? You say?
I say roof.
Yeah. I don't pronounce it that long. I don't have that ooh. I say roof, on the roof. Yeah. On the roof.
Yeah. I think that is more of like some of these are just like preference and some of them are more about, you know, regional accents, like I said. So so interesting. Okay. Very I thought I've heard you. I've heard you say roof. And I'm always like, okay, Lindsay, like I know.
That's the one word that I say that's like a remnant of New Hampshire, but I still say it. I can't get rid of it. I don't know.
Do people in New Hampshire say warsh?
No, that's an Appalachian thing. That's something that I encountered when I went to college in Virginia. And my roommate said, she would say Washington, the name of our college, Mary Washington. Mm-hmm. It's very Appalachia, kind of mid-Atlantic country. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So this next one I don't think is about accent, but Q-U-A-R-T-E-R. So what do you say?
I have to say it out loud, to whisper it to myself before I tell you. So I say quarter. So I pronounce it like C-O-U-R-T-E-R.
Me too. But do you ever hear people say quarter, like K-W?
Yeah, some people will go out of their way to pronounce it like it's a W. Quarter. Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever I hear that, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know why. It's
too hard to pronounce. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds so funny to me. But no offense if people say it like that. That's fine too. It's not wrong. Yeah. It's just, you know, how, like, if it's different from the way you say it, it's always like, oh, wow.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Now, the one from the beginning, coupon. What do you say?
This is one where I've changed since I was a kid to now. When I was a kid, I would always say coupon. And now that I'm an adult, I say coupon. I say coupon.
You've matured. I don't know.
I've matured. I don't know why. I thought it was coupon and now I think it's coupon. I guess it's both.
I know why this one bothers me because there's a, I'm pretty sure it's this word where on Friends, I think Monica says coupon. And every time I would hear it, that's why I thought of this one, because every time I hear it, it drives me crazy because I say coupon.
I could see how that would be annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do they make fun of her for it or is it just her style?
No, it's just how she says it. So it's fine. It's fine to say coupon.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So guys, either one, like I said, doesn't matter. You can choose. That's why this is fun. You can have conversations about this. You
this
can
is
connect
so much
with
fun.
People on it. So good stuff. And the next one, I say envelope, but what would be another way to say it?
Envelope.
This is another one where I think I've changed since I was a kid. I think when I was a kid, I used to say envelope.
I think I switch back and forth. This is one of those, if you ask me what I say, I'd be like, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. And even sometimes when I say the word, I'm not sure which one I want to use.
Interesting.
Like, I'm like, am I saying this right?
I wonder why it is that you would say it in one way, like on a Monday, and on a Thursday, say it differently. That's
well,
so strange.
Thursdays are envelope days, and Tuesdays are envelope days.
Like, which is more convenient? I don't know. Does it depend on who you're around? Fascinating question.
I don't know. Anyway, let's do a couple more.
Okay. This one's weird to me because I only say orange. I've never said anything else. This may be an accent.
This is an accent thing. So I say orange also, but I think it might be a New York accent thing or a New Jersey.
I think it's Jersey.
Orange.
There is a Jersey accent that comes out like that where they take the O's and they make them ah.
Yeah.
Orange. I'll have an orange for lunch. Orange. Interesting. We could talk more about the Jersey accent, like South Jersey. That'd be fun.
And it's funny because, like, other than my brother, everybody in my family and Dan and his family, they're from the New York area. So I'm like different for saying orange.
So even your dad being from Brooklyn says orange?
I think so. You know what? I'm gonna have to ask him later. Call I'm gonna have up. To be like,
get him on the podcast.
I'm gonna have to be like, Dad, can you name some fruits for me?
You know, the one that's,
you know, a bright color, a certain color. It's not yellow. It's not green. Yeah. Oh. So okay. And then this one is very similar. The state F L O R I D A. What do you say?
This is the same accent. Same so idea. I say Florida. I pronounce O, but a lot of people who I think it's a Jersey thing too would say what?
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds very New Jersey to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, because I live, you know, in New York, I
or New
like,
York.
I'm different because I would say Florida. Like all of my friends, because all of now, you know, since I mean, I'm from Maryland, but like when I made the move, like everybody, I mean, you too, like you live in a place where, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, the transplants. People that you meet are not from, you know, yeah, you're a transplant. So like I'm so used to hearing Florida, orange, things like that.
Yeah.
And I always feel like kind of I'm the one that says it in the weird way.
It's interesting. I think it'd be so cool if someday we could do an episode on the differences of accents within the boroughs of New York, right? Oh, like Queens, yeah. Brooklyn, oh, yeah. Staten Island. I bet there are differences. And then Manhattan, there's probably not much of an accent because everyone's a transplant, right? Mostly. Yeah. And right. then also compare that to the New Jersey accent.
Yeah, definitely. That oh, would gosh, be cool. So much. So, Lindsay, I mean, these are important to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. They can help you with your listening skills because you know that you'll hear both, right? So if you hear data or data, you won't be surprised, right?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, Lindsay, did you have fun on this episode?
Yeah, this has been a really fun episode. I don't want it to end.
I know. Like, we could go on. I even thought of a couple other ones, but like, maybe we'll do it another time. But this is a fun conversation topic. So this is one that if you're at a party, you're talking to people, like, this is – people yeah. like getting into this conversation. I'm not sitting here. I'm, like, really – I'm genuinely enjoying this. I'm like, oh, what do you say? What do I say? There's something fun about it.
It's fun. It's fun. And, I mean, just real quick, how would we broach this topic with friends? Maybe one or two ways. How would yeah. you bring this up? Yeah.
So I might say to you like, oh, do you pronounce and then spell the word out blank or blank? So like, do you pronounce D-A-T-A, data or data?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I would just throw in that other one that I mentioned earlier, even though yeah. that phrase is new for you, Michelle. just say it one more time. Data, data doesn't matter. That's right. Cute. So you can say it. You can make that as a comment in this scenario of talking about this with friends, guys. And people yeah. will like that. It's very natural. Very natural.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. So, Lindsay, this has been a lot of fun. I love this topic. There are so many more that we could go over. Maybe we'll do another time.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, remember, go on over and get in that Connected Communicator mm-hmm. course because yes. you will hear different ways of speaking. And it yes. just, you don't want to get used to hearing one person yes. speak, one accent, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to get many different kinds of accents in your head to become a better listener in English, right? So one great way to do it is in that Connected Communicator course. So Lindsay, where can our listeners get to that?
Okay, so go to allearsenglish.com/connection, guys, and go ahead and join us in there. So good. We've got listening, focused listening practice in there, activities with answers. So you can really just use that material, use those accents, and practice your listening, all right?
Definitely.
So guys, we want you to go ahead and have these conversations. This is fun. You're going to make people laugh. You're going to bond. Yeah. And yeah. it's connection oh, yeah. right there. It's a way to use language as connection.
For sure. Okay, Lindsay, this has been fun. Let's do a follow-up soon. I'll yeah, try let's think come back some, to it. Some more. But okay. yeah, I'm glad you have a good roof over your head, Lindsay.
I always need to have a roof over my head. That's important, of course.
So people all tease right. you for that, right?
Yeah, I've been teased okay, recently. Like in the last few weeks, even.
Okay. All Very right. Relevant. Sorry, Lindsay. I had to jump in on that.
That's okay. All right, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.